Weirdly, one of the country's most popular musical events is a football game, the annual Super Bowl halftime show. It gets ratings far higher than any concert broadcast, 5 times the viewers of the Grammy Awards. A sports tournament is not the ideal time and place for an artistic statement, but still it's worth asking, can the halftime show be a good musical experience? The early shows came off as time fillers, mostly marching bands, drill teams, and Up With People. But to sell ads, they realized they'd have to up their game. The real turnaround happened in 1993, when Michael Jackson was brought in to turn the contest into a concert. I have opinions about why previous mid-game shows have been good or bad. No disrespect to the Rolling Stones or Sting, but I think the performers should be as American as the sport. Pop and new country love songs don't really match the raw energy of full contact sports. I'd rather get the excitement and American flavor of the undiluted stuff, rock, hip-hop, or soul. And to really keep things as dramatic and unpredictable as the game, it has to be about live music. Nothing too scripted, no shark costumes, and above all, no lip-syncing. These are the reasons my favorite shows were the consecutive years 2007 through 9. The respective headliners were Prince, Tom Petty, and Bruce Springsteen. You could tell they came to play and stayed in the game through to the second kickoff. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we come out listening there to the NFL theme. I'm Fletcher Powell here, bringing you into musical space with Mark Foley. Mark, talk a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, I really love this theme. It's amazing. I mean, it's got the marching band elements. It's got the, you know, the brass and the percussion, but it's got a rock backbeat. It's got the screaming guitar solo, and it's got explosions, Fletcher. There's explosions. It's football.
Football and explosions, and what could be more American?
I love it. Yeah, this is by a guy named Scott Schrier. I've never heard of him before, but he's a big music producer. He's got, like, I don't know, 6 Grammy nominations. He's done a lot of TV themes. But this one just works so perfectly well.
Well, you brought along a really entertaining listening list this time around. A number of artists who have performed at the Super Bowl, some that haven't, but
right.
That you've talk here about for various other reasons. Let's start out though with really, I mean, a performance that just I have never forgotten, and that's Prince.
Yeah, this is by far my favorite Super Bowl performance of all time. Prince, I mean, the audacity of ending a show with a slow song. It's Purple Rain. He wrote it in 1984 for the movie and the album Purple Rain. It was a rainstorm and a windstorm. It was in Miami, and it did not slow him down at all. And he just brought it. I also was researching a tune. I really wish I could have brought it for you. He wrote a song for his favorite team, the beleaguered Minnesota Vikings, which is also sadly my favorite team. But he wrote it for the 2010 Super Bowl appearance by them. And everybody talks about how terrible this song is. And so I was all over the internet trying to find it. But I think he was very successful in keeping it off the mainstream. But I don't know, if anybody could find it, please let us know, because it's supposed to be just awful. No disrespect, he's my favorite artist from my hometown. So yeah, this is Prince, Purple Rain.
Thank you.
moving along with just another stellar performance at the Super Bowl, Tom Petty.
Yeah, when he came out, it was just simply him and his band. There weren't dancers all around. There was, you know, no big choreography or anything. It was just Tom Petty just doing his tunes. This is the tune that started the set, American Girl, that he did with his band in 1977.
And then the other, the third part of that trifecta that you mentioned from 2007 to 2009 was Bruce Springsteen. And I remember watching him, and I've never seen him live, but I remember thinking, man, this guy can still really bring it.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a committed artist. And same thing. It's just simply presented. It's just about the music. There's no lip syncing. This is his big hit, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, from the Born to Run album, 1975. And this is the tune that opened the 2009 halftime show.
Teardrops on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world walking pretty and you can't find more room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. Cause I'm running on the bad side and I got my back to the wall. Tell the devil to freeze out. Tell the devil to freeze out. I was standing in the jungle trying to take in all the heat there was given.
And then it turns out that there are a number of artists that reference football or talk about football in some way during their songs. And this one, I guess, in their actual name of the band, 10 Yard Fight.
Yeah, this is the most surprising one to me. I mean, punk rock and football are kind of antitheses of each other, right? I don't know. Punks usually hate jocks and vice versa. But this is a straight edge band from Boston that did this this tune in 1995. It's called First and Ten.
We'll be right back.
And then I love this. I didn't actually realize there was a Steelers-Packers Super Bowl rap rivalry. But part of that is Wiz Khalifa. I do know the song, Black and Yellow.
Right, yeah. It's this amazing tune that Wiz Khalifa did for his Pittsburgh Steelers. Snoop Dogg is on this. T-Pain is on this. It's a great tune. But this is kind of my fantasy that we have more of this. This is from the 2011 Super Bowl. And yeah, Wiz Khalifa came out with this great tune. And then Lil Wayne sampled the tune and did a tune about his Packers team, which was playing the Steelers. So yeah, this is kind of my fantasy that two rappers will go head to head at a Super Bowl. I'd love to see that.
So yeah, let's hear Wiz Khalifa with Black and Yellow, followed by Lil Wayne with Green and Yellow.
Yeah, they're the same tunes, just different lyrics.
Yeah.
West Coast, I'm the big chief, the Grim Reaper. Maybe that bring me back. Yellow lack, still a logo in the bag. We banging out that Taylor game. Dub to your face, baby, till you say my name. Don't get your click served. So much black and yellow, you would think I was from Pittsburgh. Inchurn, get churned.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming ass now.
And then the last one, a group that I've always really enjoyed, Mojo Nixon.
I love Mojo Nixon. I know him kind of as a rocker, but this is more of a country tune. It's pretty self-explanatory, not as much as football, from an album Whereabouts Unknown from 1995.
We'll go ahead and leave you there with Mojo Nixon. Mark, as always, thank you, and enjoy the halftime show this year.
Yeah, enjoy the game. Thanks, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.